From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. President Trump made his UN debut Monday, speaking at a U.S.-hosted meeting on reforming how the world body is managed, which was held on the sidelines of the annual UN General Assembly.
In recent years, the United Nations has not reached its full potential because of bureaucracy and mismanagement, while the United Nations on a regular budget has increased by 140%, and its staff has more than doubled since 2000, we are not seeing the results in line with this investment.
President Trump called for bold reforms that he said could make the United Nations a, quote, greater force for peace. It was his first visit to the UN since assuming power 8 months ago. He said bureaucracy at the 193-member organization had kept it from performing as well as it should. He said the agency must, quote, not be beholden to the ways of the past. President Trump also said Monday he's confident that we have a chance to forge a peace agreement between Israel and the Palestinians, but he signaled new uncertainty about the American view of the international deal curbing Iran's nuclear program. He said of an Israeli-Palestinian peace deal, most people would say there's no chance whatsoever. He spoke as he got set for one-on-one talks with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on the sidelines at the UN General Assembly. But he did vow to give efforts, quote, an absolute go. He said, I really think we have a chance. I think Israel would like to see it, and I think the Palestinians would like to see it, and I can tell you the Trump administration would like to see it. This is VOA News. Thousands of protesters from an Islamist coalition party in Bangladesh demonstrated against the government of Myanmar on Monday. They're critical that the government hasn't established rights for Rohingya Muslims in Rakhine State. About 1 million Rohingya lived in Rakhine State until the recent violence. Most face draconian travel restrictions and are denied citizenship in a country where many Buddhists regard them as illegal immigrants from Bangladesh, even though many of the Rohingya have been living in Myanmar for generations. Myanmar's de facto leader Aung San Suu Kyi is scheduled to give a highly anticipated national speech on Tuesday, addressing her country's crisis in Rakhine State, where ongoing violence has led about 400,000 ethnic Rohingya to flee to neighboring Bangladesh in recent weeks. An emergency vaccination campaign is getting underway in northeastern Nigeria to try to prevent a deadly cholera outbreak from spreading to other countries. As Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva, the World Health Organization is heading the campaign.
The World Health Organization reports the potentially devastating cholera situation is emerging in Borno State in northeastern Nigeria. During the past few months, it says 2,600 suspected cases of this fatal disease, including 48 deaths, have occurred in this former stronghold of Boko Haram. The militant group has been waging war to establish an Islamic State in northeastern Nigeria since 2009. Dominique Legros is cholera coordinator for WHO's Department for Pandemic and Epidemic Diseases. He says the outbreak, which is centered in camps for internally displaced people, is spreading to other areas of northeastern Nigeria, toward Chad and northern Cameroon. He says 900,000 people in the state will receive the oral cholera vaccine to quickly contain the spread of the disease. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A suicide blast near one of Pakistan's two main border crossings with Afghanistan has wounded at least 22 people, including several members of the security forces. Monday evening's attack prompted Pakistani authorities to swiftly suspend all traffic at the southwestern Chaman Post. And Afghanistan's branch of the Islamic State terrorist group has expanded its extremist activities to the country's seven provinces, as opposed to only one province last year, a United Nations report revealed on Monday. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.